sometimes the cup is just empty. There's nothing in the bucket. Some days it takes energy to keep your eyes open during reruns of Friends. Some days the only thoughts running through your head are the empty buzz of light bulbs. Some days you just have to surrender. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Chad Hall. Tonight, I want to talk about laziness versus exhaustion. Monday has come and gone. I realize that. I know that Monday passed without an episode. I have to own up to that, and I have to admit that I just couldn't get myself together yesterday to do it. My mind just didn't show up to work. I fell asleep 3 hours without intending to, and I was just dust. You see, this podcast is scripted. Every episode is written ahead of time. I'm sure in some way that you can tell that, or at least I hope you can. It's just something that I need to do. You see, recording a podcast alone is very different. It's a very different animal than doing it with others. There's no other energy for me to feed off of. There's no one to fill in the gaps. There's nobody waiting with comments, clarifications, or contradictions. In short, there's no conversation. When you record alone, you record a solo show, you tell yourself things like, it's a conversation with listeners. But it's not. Not when you're recording. After it's posted, it is, if you're lucky. But when you make the episode, it's just you in a room and a microphone. Like me. Right now. There's no way around that. So, knowing that, I have to script these episodes ahead of time. I don't want to ramble. I want this to make sense. I want to be clear. And for me, that requires editing. For proof of that, listen to my other podcast and you'll hear the tangents that I go on. Without Lamb there to ground me, who knows which cloud I would float off on. But I don't ever want this podcast to become stilted because it's scripted. I don't want it to feel ingenuine. I want it to be cohesive. But I also want it to feel spontaneous, honest, and at times raw. So in order to achieve that, I do zero work on these episodes until the day of recording, usually Mondays. And when it rolls around, I head off to a coffee shop or restaurant where I sort of do a mental and emotional inventory. I try to figure out what's on my mind, and of that, what's worth sharing. I'm looking for what Neil Gaiman refers to as little grains. I'm looking for the little pea under all the mattresses that keep the princess from sleeping. And from there, I David Lynch it. I take my little fish and try to catch bigger and bigger fish. And then I walk home. I edit what I've written. I eat dinner. I record. I make it sound clean, add music, and post. From start to finish, the whole thing takes about 4 to 6 hours, including all those breaks. So why am I telling you all this? Because I want you to understand that this is a system built entirely upon one day's worth of energy. It's rough in some ways, but so far it's the only way I know to make it linear while keeping it in the moment. I learned a lot about this when I did vlogs on YouTube. I did that madness for 200 straight days. Recording, editing, and posting every single day with no exception. And of all the lessons learned from that, including video editing, discipline, dedication, and utter obstinance, the one thing I could never master was the ability to recognize the difference between laziness and exhaustion. Sure, in retrospect, I can tell you the difference between the two. Yesterday, I couldn't podcast. I rested and jumped back to it today. I was just tired. if I skipped it for 7 days with a new excuse every time, well, then that's laziness. But what about in the moment? When I hit the wall, how do I know that I can't versus I'm avoiding? How in the moment of decision do I know whether to push or to relent? Well, I don't. I just always push. I push until nothing happens. I push until I'm forced to rest. Is that the best solution? No, definitely not. That method leads to passing out on airplanes and ending up in a hospital for an IV. It leads to tour cancellation. It leads to Hillary Clinton's pneumonia. And I'm pretty sure it's what killed Prince. So in the long run, I know, I need a better barometer. I just can't rely on that forever. And if there's any conclusion to this episode, to all of this spiel, to everything that I'm saying here, it's that I don't have one. I don't have a conclusion. Hindsight is my only lens to compare laziness and exhaustion. I haven't figured out another one. And when it comes down to it, hindsight is too late for anything other than learning. This show isn't about what I've already learned. It's about what I'm working on. It's about being David, trapped in the marble. It's about being Michelangelo. But most often, this show is about being the chisel. Thanks for listening. I'm so pleased to see all of you new subscribers. I really hope that my brief little musings in some way spark something useful for each of you. That's why I actually moved this podcast from society and culture into the education category. Because I think education isn't just sharing facts. Education is thought and exchange and questions. Lots and lots of questions. And I have lots and lots of questions. If this episode or any of the other ones before it have helped you stumble upon any great questions or revelations of your own, I'd love to hear about them. I'm on Twitter and Instagram as The Real Chad Hall, all one word. So send me a note. And until next time, remember, failure is not an option. It's a requirement.